Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Back everybody to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 11th edition. Hope everybody had a good wild 12 game slate Tuesday for you. No hitter from Reed Detmers. Trout went deep twice. There's home runs everywhere. It was wild one. Wild day of baseball. 12 game slate. We move on to Wednesday, where we got a 4-game early slate that'll be discussed in the Fantasy DJs Discord. If you have any questions, hit us up over there. Otherwise, we've got the 7-game main slate that'll be discussed right here for you all. Going to be a lot of fun. If you guys give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I truly would appreciate it. Or go to the Fantasy DJs YouTube channel, subscribe, give the old thumbs up, and enjoy right there. If you guys like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba coming at you multiple times a week. Tuesday night, just before this show, I recorded another episode of Bubba and the Bat Flip, talking about the Week 6 Fab action, lots of fun stuff there. But join the fun. We also got PGA DFS Golf, always pressing PGA DFS podcast if you need that as well. Let's go over the totals on this 7-game main slate Wednesday for you. And it kicks off with the Mets and the Washington Nationals. So lots of fun there. Your totals on this slate, well, Mets, Nats, over under 8, Rays, Angels, 7, A's, Tigers, 7.5, Red Sox, Braves, 7.5, Astros, Twins, 8, Orioles, Cardinals, 8. So lots of early action on this slate. Is there any late action? No, 5:05 Pacific is the last one. So it'll be an early evening of baseball when things are wrapped up and all said and done. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. Shane O'Mac, 10-2 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. The Angels that just went off. They got Brett Phillips into the game for Tampa Bay. Anthony Rendon left-handed took him deep. Phillips has been great. 5 innings plus and 4 straight starts, 19 or more DK points. Strikeouts are where it's at. Only 5 Ks the last time. He's been 7-plus Ks in every other start this season. Goes up against an Angels team, striking out almost 24% of the time versus lefties. 260 average, 149 ISO. Mike Trout is on fire right now, so watch out a bit there. But if you want to go to Shane O'Mac, I'm never going to tell you no, just because usually brings a pretty good floor to the action. But Shane O'Mac has a great ceiling, like one of the best ceilings you're going to find in baseball. So don't mind McClanahan at 10-2. Tyler McGill himself, $9,900 at the Washington Nationals. McGill came out the season just guns blazing, bounced back nicely after a blow up a few starts back against the Giants, but with 3 straight 20 plus DK point performances. He's put up 20 or more points in 5 of 6 starts this season, and now he gets a Washington Nationals team you can definitely look to exploit. There's talent there. They'll be sneaky from time to time, but still striking out nearly 22% of the time versus righties. So if you want to save a little money off of Shane O'Mac, I have no problem with Sylar McGill at $9,900. I think he's a really, really strong play. We saw Cookie Carrasco dominate for 20-plus points on Tuesday. I can go right back to McGill on this one at $9,900 against the Washington Nationals. Eovaldi at 94 I like. He's not going to pay that much. I'd rather pay up to McGill or McClanahan if I need to. Not paying for 91 for Mikolas. Like, I like Mikolas. We've been using Mikolas. I'm not paying 91 for Mikolas. So again, we're still on McGill or McClanahan up top until you get to Shohei Ohtani at $8,800 against the Tampa Bay Rays. Shohei coming off a 7 innings, 11K shutout gem against Boston. He's just been great this year. Absolutely phenomenal. He's shown 45 and 38 point ceilings in 2 of his last 3 starts. Like, he's also had a 15 point game in there, but he's $8,800. We talk about this like almost every time Shohei takes the bump. And it's Tampa Bay striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching this year with a 241 average and a 149 ISO. I'll just play Shohei at 88. If he struggles, but give me like Shohei, pair him up with Sylar, and just have some fun in that one. That's where I'd be starting things out here. So Shohei at 88 is a great, great price tag on this slate. Other than that, it's a bunch of scrubs pitching. The only other guy I'd be intrigued by just by his price point is Brady Singer, who was, you know, he was sent down to AAA because he had a horrific start to the season. Well, he just got called back up. Hopefully he's stretched out. He's supposed to be. He's only 5K going up against the Texas Rangers, who's striking out nearly 23% of the time versus righties, hitting 208 with an 0.96 ISO. They smacked around Brad Keller a lot on Tuesday. But if you want to go for the gusto and just completely punt the position, Brady Singer's interesting at $5,000, but not a much. I think it's the slate I'll be paying up for. With so much bad pitching, there'll be a ton of value on this slate. But McClanahan, McGill, Otani is great. Maybe some Brady Singer as well is where I'd be planting my flag at this point in time, but maybe the lineups will dictate something different. Let's talk about the bats on this slate, catcher's position. If you want to go to Salvi, you can, but I think you can save some money at the catcher's position on this slate. At least got a 46, get Sean Murphy versus the lefty Wentz. He'd be a target for you. Sanchez and Jeffers, the two Minnesota catchers up against Urquidy, are interesting. Urquidy's pitching to a ton of contact to start the season, has been less than ideal for the Houston Astros righty. Cheaper plays, though, if you just want to punt the position. MJ Melendez is only $3,100, still a great play. He's got at least one hit in pretty much in every start he's had. Very, very good. So Melendez at 31 is a great value on this slate. Like, probably be the guy I'd go to save money, play MJ Melendez, and move on. First base position, you got a lot of options, as you'd expect. If you think you have all these struggles, Matty Olson at 51 is interesting, but St. Louis against Spencer Watkins. Watkins has been luck boxing his way through this. He got lucky again last start. The BABIP gods are coming for you, Spencer, and maybe it comes in the form of St. Louis here. So Goldie at 5K, very, very intrigued. Big Meat Pete at 49, not too shabby against Anibal Sanchez. Like I said, lots of bad pitching on this slate, lots of bad pitching. So just find some value and get at it, or pay up for guys like Goldie and Alonzo at the position. Below 4K, though, Sheldon Noisy, first base, third base eligible, $3,800 versus Wentz is an option. Noisy should be hitting towards the top. He was leading off in game 2 of the double dip on Tuesday. He's been productive overall of late. When you look at Sheldon Noisy, they haven't updated all the stuff from today yet, but he's not lighting the world on fire, but he's getting consistent points. That's the frustrating thing. Like, you're hoping for the double-digit games, and there hasn't been nearly enough for Sheldon Noisy. So we'll see how that goes at 38, but a decent stack against Wentz. Cheaper plays, though, if you want to go even farther down at the position. You got Torkelson, who's been struggling, but he's 3K. Don't mind Mountcastle at 29 if you're going to fade Mikolas. Mikolas has been pitching great. I've been using him a lot, but and he's getting strikeouts this year, which is interesting, but some pitch to contact still. Ballpark should be jumping. Mountcastle at 29 is interesting. Jose Miranda is only 26. He's first base, third base. Love the hit tool we're seeing from him. So that's a great value as well at the position. Heading to second base, you got Altuve versus Archer at 52. Not too shabby. Tommy Edmonds at 51. If you're going up against Spencer Watkins, is a very, very good look as well. Cheaper down the board. Those two are up top, 52 and 51. Great plays all the way at the top. So if you want to save a few dollars on this leg, go below 4K. You got Jonathan Scope versus the lefty Logue at 38. Scope loves himself a lefty. Scope went deep on one of the games on Tuesday as well, so keep him on the radar. Donovan of St. Louis, he batted, I believe, ninth on Tuesday. Went deep playing shortstop. He's second base, third base eligible. He's 2,300. So keep an eye on Donovan if you want to punt a St. Louis Cardinal. He could be your punt on this slate. Third base position, Arenado at 6K. St. Louis, broken record time. Bregman at 53 versus Chris Archer's also in play for you. Both pretty nice plays. Bobby Witt's up to 3,900. Now, he let off on Tuesday, so it still makes him in play versus AJ Alexi, but it's not as lovely as it once was. That's for darn sure. Maybe JD Davis is a contrarian Mets play at 31 versus Anibal Sanchez. That is another angle you could use. Again, Miranda, first base, third base at 26. Brad Miller's third base outfield at 25. He should be leading off versus Brady Singer. And then there's Donovan again of St. Louis, second base, third base at 23. And then Tyler Nevin of Baltimore, third base outfield at 21. So lots of puntable plays at shorts at third base if you don't want to pay all the way up at the top. Something to keep in mind as you build those lineups and lineups come out, see if they're even playing. Shortstop, Wander Franco, it's against Shohei, but Wander's Wander. Corey Seager double-donged on Tuesday, which surprised me. He's 5,200. Still don't really feel like paying 5,200 for him. I'd rather pay 47 for Javi Baez versus the lefty Logue. I think that's a really strong way to go on that one. And then cheap-wise, you got Jorge Mateo at 26. Not a bunch down here. So it's pretty much Baez or pay up at the top. That's where we stand at shortstop. All right, outfield position. Buxton is day-to-day. I have a feeling he'll be playing. But Trout double-donged on Tuesday, went deep on Monday, 6,100. It's Shane O'Mac, though, so be careful. Yeah, Yordan Alvarez at 59 versus Chris Archer. Like that. Keep going back to Seth Mullins. I keep playing him. He's up to 54 now, though. I was playing him because he was cheap. He's not as cheap anymore, but still a really strong tournament play against Miles Mikolas. Juan Soto's fine, but it is Tyler Megill, so keep him in mind. But cheaper plays, Kyle Tucker is 46 versus Chris Archer. Like that a little bit for some value in his steed there. Tyler O'Neill is only 41 versus Spencer Watkins. That's a pretty nice value, actually. Pretty nice. Below the 4K range now, you know, you got like Harrison Bader. Max Kepler, this could be a sneaky tournament play at 36 against Urquidy. Depending on where he slots in that lineup, that could be a fun one. Austin Hayes is only 32. Someone else to keep in mind, Juan Yepes, 3K. He's gone up a little bit, but he's still hitting cleanup in that lineup. That's a great value. Juan Yepes at 3K is a phenomenal value in that situation. Mark Connors, $2,800 for Sanchez. He's a guy to take a peek at as well. Brad Miller at 25, probably leading off for Texas, like we discussed earlier. If Chad Pinder cracks the lineup against Wentz, he loves facing lefties. He's day-to-day. He's $2,500. That'd be a really nice value, as much as he likes to hit left-handed pitching. So keep him in play. Michael A. Taylor at 23 if you want to uber punt. Tyler Nevin, talked about him for Baltimore at 2,100. So, like I said, lots of value with so many bad pitchers facing bad teams. You'll have value all over the place. So pay up for pitching. You got Shane O'Mac, Tyler Megill, Shohei Ohtani. You can punt with Brady Singer if you need to, but I just kind of hang out there unless we see some real ownership pivots up top. But maybe eat the chalk there. Go get yourself some bats because you got the Mets versus Anibal Sanchez, which is a great look. Something you can definitely circle on the board there. Oakland versus the lefty in Detroit is quite intriguing in their matchup. Same with Detroit going against the lefty Logue. So two kind of not great lefties going up in that game against two not great offenses. So pick your poison wisely. Some other options, though. Houston versus Chris Archer, I like quite a bit. That Baltimore-St. Louis game. St. Louis is probably the best stack on the slate going up against Spencer Watkins. Don't mind some Baltimore's contrarian plays against Mikolas. And then you got that KC-Texas game, Alexi versus Singer. Should have some offense there as well, but St. Louis is my main goal. They're probably going to be popular, so keep an eye on that. And we'll discuss all that in the Fantasy DGens Discord and break that all down throughout the day. But again, you got a four-game early slate. We'll talk about it over in the chat. You got a seven-game main slate. We'll definitely get that popping in the chat. So if you want it, it's free. Just let me know. We'll get you in there. But more importantly, give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. Or subscribe. Give the old thumbs up on the YouTube, Fantasy DGens YouTube. But yeah, any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Get us in the Discord. It is free. Bench with Bubba, always pressing PGA DFS podcast. MLB DFS Quick Hits. This was your Wednesday, May 11th edition. In, out, 12 minutes. I'm out of here.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.